Advocates say gendered violence should be recognized as a public health issue and a preventable one. Gender-based abuse is the leading cause of death and disability for Australian women between the ages of 18 and 44. One each week is killed by a current or former partner. Medical student Zoe Dowling at the University of Melbourne is training to become a public health physician. She says many health professionals say they have limited formal training in recognizing and responding to patient disclosures of violence. Ms. Dowling says the historic dismissal of gendered violence has meant it has not been prioritized as a public health issue, which has had real consequences for how it has been prioritized within the health system. This is despite billions of dollars invested in a 10-year plan to end violence against women and children.